Do not attempt to touch your internet radio dial. You're about to listen to the Super Sisters of Soul here on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Oh,
this is Professor T. Love. I had to bring you some of that silky soul from the legendary and the great Miss Evelyn Champagne King, which that song, The Show Is Over, came off of her debut album that debuted in 1977. And, you know, Miss Evelyn Champagne King, she was born in the Bronx, New York, but she was raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and she was 16 years old when she recorded this song on her first album called Smooth Talk, which to me I think is a classic. If you can get your hands on this album, you definitely have to get this album, because on this album was Shame, Love Come to, well, actually was Shame, I Don't Know If It's Right, and one of my favorite songs, the title album called Smooth Talk, which to me, I thought the production on it was stellar. But you know, her album peaked at number 8 on the R&B albums chart, and it also reached number 14 on the Billboard 200. Now mind you, this is her at the age of 16, and she was coached and produced by Mr. Theodore Life. And like I said, we're celebrating the Super Sisters of Soul this Women's History Month of March. At the end of March, you know, we're leaving March. We're going right into April, baby. You know, things are moving so fast. But I'm just glad that you could tune into A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. And I'm right here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can also catch me on Live 365 playing you nonstop soul music with limited commercial interruption, and I know you love that. And I'm also on aircheck.us, where you can hear me and some other great DJs, famous DJs on that network as well. And you can catch me on legend107radio.com, where the legendary DJ Heavy bringing you some of the smoothest, the hottest, the funkiest soul sounds from Tampa, Florida. And coming up soon, A Bowl of Soul will be on Own Your Own Power Radio Network, baby. You stay tuned for that, because it's going to be hot and popping. And coming up next, this version of Inner City Blues blew me away, from the legendary jazz legend, Miss Sarah Vaughan. I want you to hear how she put her foot in this song. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Moonshots, spending on the have-nots, money, we make it, before we see it, you take it, oh, make you wanna holler the way they do my life, make you wanna holler the way they do my life, this ain't living, this ain't living. No chance to increase finance. Bills pile up sky high. Send that ball to die. Oh, make you wanna holler the way they do my life. Make you wanna holler the way they do my life. Oh, 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 oh. Setbacks, natural fact is I can't pay my taxes. Oh, make me wanna holler and throw up both my hands, yeah. Make me wanna holler and throw up both my hands. Oh, crime is increasing. Trigger happy policing. Panic is spreading. God knows where heading. Oh, make you wanna holler, they don't understand. Make you wanna holler, they don't understand. Rocket, moon, moonshot, spend it on glamour.
Legendary, the divine one, the sassy one, Miss Sarah Vaughan, who was born in Newark, New Jersey, and this came off of her album, A Time in My Life, in 1971, where she sang, Inner City Blues Make Me Wanna Holler. You know, this album was recorded November 16th to the 26th of 1971, and she put her jazz version on Make Me Wanna Holler, and as you can hear, it's very... It's funky, actually. That was jazz, but it was, you know, it was very, 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 very funky. And, you know, Sarah Vaughan came from a family of musical people. Her father, Asbury Jake Vaughan, was a carpenter by trade and played guitar and piano. And her mother, Ada Vaughan, was a laundress and sang in the church choir. And, you know, Jake and Ada Vaughan, her parents migrated to Newark, New Jersey from Virginia during the First World War. And Sarah Vaughan was their only biological child, although in the 1960s they adopted a young person by the name of Donna. And, you know, Sarah Vaughan lived in a house on Brunswick Street in Newark, New Jersey. And, you know, we lost Sarah Vaughan on April 3rd, 1990, at the age of 66 in California. But, you know, Sarah Vaughan had a stellar career, and she was described as one of the most wondrous voices of the 20th century. Celebrating on this Women's History Month, Miss Sarah Sassy, the Divine One, Vaughan. Her name was Sarah Lois Vaughan. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next, a trio of women that blew the world away. The Supremes, talking about He Holds His Own. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You will about him, but I can't live without him. It makes my life worthwhile watching his tender smile. Handsome he may not be, but he holds his own. He holds his own. Oh, me doubt him, though he's a soft-spoken guy. A little quiet, a little shy. He has other qualities, 'cause he holds his own. He holds his own. His love I can rely on. He's my shoulder to cry on. Handsome he may not be, but he holds his own. He holds his own.
Supreme's talking about he holds his own, and you know, I feel like that song should be dedicated to Mr. Barack Obama, because you know, he is holding his own. He is, you know, he's not only president for one term, he's now president of the second term, and I pray that he continues to hold his own. And yes, that is the Stella, the magnificent Supremes. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And this is Professor T. Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. And make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you like A Bowl of Soul, Mixed to a Soul Music's page on Facebook. And I will be putting some postings up there for you to enjoy as well. And if you like to support A Bowl of Soul, because, you know, this is a labor of love here, I enjoy playing you guys some of the greatest soul music ever, 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 ever. Even some jazz, some Latin soul, reggae, you name it, baby. It's A Bowl of Soul. You know what? You can support A Bowl of Soul by going http://tinyurl.com/A Bowl of Soul. Buy your hats, hoodies, cups, t-shirts, you name it. We got it, baby, at A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, another legendary group I feel that was underrated. A lot of times when you're living in New York, I feel today we're not as exposed to soul music from the Midwest like back in the days you were exposed to Chicago soul, Detroit soul, Memphis soul, Texas soul, San Francisco soul, Los Angeles soul. Today we're kind of back to being segregated once again on the airwaves and not being able to hear some of that good soul music coming from out of these cities here in the United States and also all over the world. But only via the internet we can bridge those connections. Coming up next, a girl group from Chicago. Martha Reeves used to be in this group many years ago. And then these ladies morphed. They became the Fascinations, produced by the late, great Mr. Curtis Mayfield. Singing Such a Fool, and this is A Bowl of Soul. Been in love. Chicago. Yes, from Chicago, Illinois, and this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to keep that groove going, baby, and we're going to play for you Gloria Gaynor singing one of her hot hits, Honey Bee. Come on and sting me, and it's A Bowl of Soul. Miss Gloria Gaynor, she was also born in Newark, New Jersey. And, you know, she enjoyed listening to the radio and to records by Nat King Cole. And, of course, of what I had played earlier, Miss Sarah Vaughan. Her father played the ukulele and guitar and sang professionally in nightclubs with a group called Step and Fetch It. Her brother sang gospel and formed a quartet with a friend. And, you know, Gloria Gaynor, nobody in her family knew that she wanted to sing, but, you know, she joined her school choir, and she was in the Girls Glee Club. But, you know, later on in her earlier career, she was a singer with this group called the Soul Satisfiers, which was a jazz pop band in the 1960s. And as Gloria Fowler, she recorded Will You Be My God, Train of Love, for a small Chicago label releasing a second single, She'll Be Sorry, Let Go, Let Me Go, Baby, as Gloria Gaynor in 1965. If you want to know more information about Miss I Will Survive Gloria Gaynor, please go to her website, www.GloriaGaynor.com. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can catch me on the Progressive Radio Network, www.PRN.FM, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. If you are in Chicago, Illinois, you can catch me at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can also catch me on Live 365. Make sure you go to A Bowl of Soul on Live 365 so you can hear some nonstop, continuous soul music. And I know you'll like that. And check me out on aircheck.us as well as the other DJs on that network. And most of all, check me out on Legend107Radio.com, where Mr. DJ Heavy brings you some of the soul sounds that you want to hear from the West Coast, East Coast, and overseas. And coming soon on Own Your Own Power Radio, baby, that network. I'll be on that network as well. But coming up next, we're going to play the Jones Girls. You know what? A dance just turned into a romance. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
We danced and danced till we fell in love. We'll be right back.
Yeah, a dance turned into a romance. He took me by his arm and fell me with his charms. And yeah, that's the Jones Girls, 1980. That was my song, A Dance Turned into a Romance, on the Philadelphia International Records label. And you know what? You need to know why. You need to listen to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
By the time that you arrive, you should be taking off your clothes, getting comfortable, girl.
Hey, what's up? This is John Michael, and right now you are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, right here for your listening pleasure.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Thank you.
Bowl of Soul. I'm thinking of you, baby, from Sister Sledge, celebrating the Super Sisters of Soul. And, you know, Sister Sledge, they're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and they formed in 1971 and consisted of four sisters, Debbie Sledge, Joni Sledge, Kim Sledge, and Kathy Sledge. They are the granddaughters of the former opera singer Viola Williams. And you know, Sister Sledge had a very good career. You know, I got introduced to Sister Sledge in the 70s. I remember when they came on Soul Train. And there's one album that you have to get that I thought was a stellar debut album for Sister Sledge. It was called Circle of Love. And there were some great songs on there. And some were written by the late Gwen McCrae, the lady that sang Ain't Nothing Going On But the Rent. You know what I'm saying? She wrote some beautiful songs for them for their debut LP, Circle of Love, you know. And then as time went on, they hooked up with Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards of Chic, because you can hear that legendary bass line and guitar line for those brothers. And they just put Sister Sledge on the charts with We Are Family in 1979. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're playing this young lady who we lost too soon. She was really up there in the zenith there with her singing. And I think if she was still alive today, we don't know where Leah would go with her beautiful voice. I'm playing for you on A Bowl of Soul to celebrate the women of soul and R&B. Miss Aaliyah, Never No More. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
I gave it all to you with no questions asked. I wanted a future. Who cares about the past? That first argument you abandoned. I've seen a change in you. Words I won't accept. When you twist back my arm, 'cause man, I thought I knew it wouldn't do me no harm. And that ran through my mind over again. I promised myself you wouldn't put your hands on me again.
Don't know what to do, but not to say, stay out your way.
beautiful song. This was off of Aaliyah's third and final album, released on July 7, 2001. And the album had sold 2.6 million copies by December 2009. And, you know, she died in a plane crash on a return flight to the United States on August 25th, 2001. We lost her too soon. And, you know, this album, I thought it was a very good album. It was a very good album. In fact, I bought this album, and I didn't start getting into Aaliyah until, maybe 7 years later when I bought her first album, her second album, One in a Million, and I was hooked. I said, this kid is going places. On A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the late legendary Miss Aaliyah Houghton, who was born in Brooklyn, New York. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, another hot star. Underrated, I feel, but very talented songwriter and singer, Miss Chrisette Michelle. Talking about, you know what? Let's rock. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Here we go. 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 Oh, yeah. Let's ride. Michelle, you to know me well, cause I got a whole lot to bring. Add a little flavor in the disco. Hope you like the tempo. Let's go, move your feet. Take two steps to the right, just pop, do the wop, get live, get fresh to death. Now just slide to the other side. Let's do like me to the left, to the left. All my lovely people to my left right now, get ready for me. All my happy people to my right right now, move to. All my East Coast people in the place to be, get ready to go. All my West Coast people in the place, just rock, rock with me, rock, rock.
Let's rock.
Give me 116, one paper, one pen, and one studio. Let me get a verse, yeah, I got nerve. Don't need to rehearse, I just need to blow. So many ladies in the game right now who wanna rock with the Chris on the microphone. I've been studying Miss Billy, Miss Ellen, Miss Sarah Vaughn, and Miss Natalie Cole. All my people locked up, never give up, just hold your head up. All my baby mama's hardworking, pretty mama, just move ahead. Oh, all my downtown people in the place to be, get ready to go. All my Midwest people in the place, just rock, rock with me, rock, rock.
Let's rock.
Yeah.
rock. Let's rock, baby. And that's Chrisette Michelle off the debut album in 2007 called I Am. And she did, that's really like a hip-hop tribute called Let's Rock. And you know, this young lady has been singing for 7 years and she's just still on fire. And you know, she has an album called Better. And she is a Grammy Award winner. And she also is a songwriter. And her album, Better, was released on June 11, 2013 through Motown Records. And it debuted at number 12, selling 27,000 copies in its first week. And she was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best R&B Album in 2014. And giving it up to the Sisters of Soul Music, Miss Chrisette Michelle, and she is on to bigger and better things. I would love to hear her do a jazz album because I know she's going to put it on fire. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, another legendary sister of soul, R&B, and pop, Miss Dionne Warwick, talking about she's going to take a message to Michael. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Spread your wings for New Orleans, Kentucky, Bluebird, fly away and take a message to Michael. Message to Michael. He sings each night in some cafe in his search to find wealth and fame. I hear Michael has gone and changed his name.
Soul, that was from 1966, Message to Michael, Miss Dionne Warwick, you know, stellar performer, stellar career, excellent pop career, and she got some R&B sides from what I understand from SoulTracks.com. You can check out some of her R&B sides that she cut in the early 70s that they said they really on fire. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to leave you with Miss Khanya Das, What We Gonna Do. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Ooh, love. Hey, while we're trying to see if this love was meant to be, we barely talk to each other at all. How can we go on living like this? Neither one of us wants to leave, but we're not happy. Oh,
what we gonna do?
Do, do.
What we gonna do?
Stop these tears from falling. Turn each other down. My actions disrespect you sometimes, but on the other hand, your words cut like a knife. That ain't right. Oh, see, I know I'm not the same woman I used to be, and it's the very new way, the man I need. Can't stand to stay together. We're just so lost without each other.
And if you want to know more information about Konya Doss, go to Konya, C-O-N-Y-A, Doss, D-O-S-S.com. What we going to do, baby? You know, this wraps up Women's History Month. You know, this can go on for many, many shows. But I wanted to celebrate the Super Sisters of Soul here on A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you catch me in the archives on www.prn.fm. Go to the archives. There are plenty of music on way back. You guys have been blowing up the archives. I mean, you guys been downloading them like crazy. Keep it up. You can continue to hear good soul music. Make sure you catch me on Live 365 and aircheck.us and legend107radio.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you like my page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And if you want to email me, if you are an independent R&B artist as well, email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And you know I love bringing this music to you. And make sure you hit me up. Let me know how you like the show. And definitely we're going to bring you back some good soul music next week. We're coming into April, baby. April. May flowers. What is it? April showers bring May flowers. I hope so, because it's cold out there. And this is Professor T Love. And remember, we are our brother's keeper, our sister's keeper. Make sure we look out for one another. You know what I'm saying? We live in one of the greatest countries in the world, but we got people starving out there, and we need to help them. And this is Professor T Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.